Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
At the 2019 Lahoma Wheat Field Day, I had the opportunity to catch up with farm policy guru Dr. Amy Hagerman, talking about some of the improvements in the 2018 farm law that are starting to come online as the regulations are written.
Yeah, so I think there are a couple of differences on this farm bill. The first one is the option to change your election from year to year, starting the 2021 crop year. That gives producers the confidence that in this 2019 and 2020 crop years, they can make some choices based on information that they really already know by the time the sign-up periods occur in the fall. So I think that's a big change for producers, that they can have some confidence in what they're electing to, less of the uncertainty of trying to think about and sign up for those future years. The second big change I think producers need to look at very closely is that yield update in the 2020 crop year. Thinking about, does the yields that they have now make sense for them in these coming few years, or are they going to want to update to that 2015 to 2017 yield? The third area, I think, is this dual-purpose crop insurance. Producers want to look at that. You know, we've got most of the counties in Oklahoma that is going to be an option for wheat producers specifically. So do they need some rainfall insurance to go along with their multi-peril crop insurance? So that's another area. And then the final area in this farm bill that I think producers are really interested in is this industrial hemp. You get a lot of questions around that. What are the risks associated with that? But remember, we're still under the pilot program for 2019, and we're really waiting for ODAF to put together their plan for the 2020 crop year before we really know what that program is going to look like for Oklahoma producers.
Dr. Amy Hagerman, farm bill implementation well underway now by Uncle Sam. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association working on a potential Made in Oklahoma beef label. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of OCA, says it could be a win-win.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We've had some membership, some leadership talk about, hey, what about a voluntary program where we've got a lot of producers that are selling beef directly to consumers, sides of beef. We're seeing more consumers who are asking us. Even I'll just be like at church or out and about in the city, and they'll say, hey, I'd like to buy a half of beef, who would I contact to do that? And so they've asked, hey, can we have a program, if you will, that we can put a label that says this is an Oklahoma product? It was born, it was raised, it was processed right here in Oklahoma. So we're looking at doing that. It's a voluntary program. We don't need legislation to do that. We don't need government to do that. We can do that.
OCA has formed a task force to look at how that might work. They'll be reporting back at their summer annual meeting. You've got farm news on Ron.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch on May 13th for their 4th annual Meeting Demand Bull Sale at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling 170 bulls and 275 bred commercial females, including the complete cow herd dispersal of longtime Gardner customer Yolo Ranch. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offering, sale book, and more. Be in Ashland on May 13th or bid online at Live Auctions TV or SuperiorClickToBid.com.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.